Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The right fielder, Ben Revere. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The DH, Ryan Dumit. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Brian Dozier. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jamie Carroll. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, PJ Walters. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting second. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting third. The DH, Adam Dunn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The catcher, AJ Pierzynski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dion Vecido. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gavin Floyd. And now, play ball. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Span hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Revere hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Willingham hits a pop-up towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Diaza hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Beckham hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn strikes out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Konerko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Konerko reaches second base with a double. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dumit hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Rios. Dumit reaches second base with a double. Morneau moves to third. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier strikes out. One out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Konerko, and into shallow right field. Carcilla reaches second base with a double. Morneau scores. Dumit scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Jamie Carroll batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carroll hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carcilla scores. Carroll moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carroll moves to third. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Span is 0-1 in the game. Span hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carroll scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Revere is 0-1 in the game. Revere hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Span. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Span steals second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mauer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mauer takes first base on ball four. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Willingham is 0-1 in the game. Willingham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rios hits a fly ball into right field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vecido hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morneau is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dumit is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Dumit strikes out. Two outs. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dozier is 0-1 in the game. Dozier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Escobar takes first base on ball four. Alejandro Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Diaz is 0-1 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive towards first. Morneau catches it and steps on first to double up Escobar. Two outs. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckham is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Beckham hits a line drive into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carcilla is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carcilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pierzynski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carroll is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carroll is hit by the pitch. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Span is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Span hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rios. Span reaches second base with a double. Carroll moves to third. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revere is 0 for 2 in the game. Revere hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mauer is walked intentionally. Josh Willingham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Willingham is 0 for 2 in the game. Willingham hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carroll scores. Span scores. Mauer moves to second. It's 6-1, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-1, Twins. Zach Stewart now pitching. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dumit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dumit for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carroll fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0 for 2 in the game. Dozier strikes out. 1 out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carcilla strikes out. 2 outs. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carroll is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Escobar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rios is 0 for 1 in the game. Rios is hit by the pitch. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vecido is 0 for 1 in the game. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dozier scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Span is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Span hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Revere is 0 for 3 in the game. Revere strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maurer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Maurer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Escobar strikes out. 1 out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Diaza is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Beckham hits a line drive into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Willingham hits a fly ball into center field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dumit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dumit hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eric Komatsu pinch runs for Ryan Dumit. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0-for-3 in the game. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dunn strikes out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Walters covering, for the out. Konerko moves to second. 2 outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rios is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rios hits a fly ball into right field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Hudson now playing third base. Tyler Flowers now catching. Kazuki Fukudome now playing right field. Eduardo Escobar now playing second base. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carcilla strikes out. Flowers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Carcilla out. 1 out. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Span is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Span hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Span for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vecido is 0 for 2 in the game. Vecido strikes out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Escobar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Revere is 0 for 4 in the game. Revere hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Willingham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Willingham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Flowers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 3 in the game. Diaz strikes out. One out. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hudson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brent Lillibridge pinch hits for Adam Dunn. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lillibridge hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hudson moves to third. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Konerko is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hudson scores. Lillibridge moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-2, Twins. Kasuki Fukudome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fukudome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.